Breaking Bread on the First Day by A.T. Jones. From Signs of the Times, December 11, 1884. This was originally a commentary on a Protestant Bible lesson which used Acts 20 verse 7 to support the practice of keeping Sunday as a Sabbath. Acts 20 verse 7, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them." This is counted, in the lesson, the golden text. But it is not only in this lesson that it is counted so, it is deemed of the utmost importance by all who keep Sunday, because of its being the only recorded instance in the New Testament of a meeting on that day. Now let us carefully and fairly examine the whole narrative and see what example there is in it in favor of Sunday keeping. And mark, if it be an example in one point, it is an example in every point. When was this meeting held? Upon the first day of the week. Who were they that composed the meeting? The disciples came together, and Paul preached unto them. For what did they come together? Came together to break bread. It is plain, then, that Paul and the disciples at Troas came together to break bread on the first day of the week. Now there is another important question. What part of the first day of the week was it when they came together? Upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. There were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And Paul continued his speech until midnight. This meeting therefore was in the night of the first day of the week. Now, according to the Bible, when does the day begin? Leviticus 23 verse 27, "On the 10th day of the 7th month there shall be a day of atonement." Leviticus 23 verse 32, "It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, in the 9th day of the month at even, even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath." Deuteronomy 16 verse 6, "At even at the going down of the sun." So, then, the 10th day of the month was from sundown on the 9th day till sundown on the 10th day. In other words, sunset marks the beginning of a new day. This is strictly according to the order of God at the creation. Genesis 1 verse 2, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." So far all was darkness. Genesis 1 verse 3, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light." 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, "God commanded the light to shine out of darkness." Thus darkness being upon the earth and light following, darkness is naturally the first part of the day. Genesis 1 verse 5, "And the evening, darkness, and the morning, light, were the first day." This is confirmed in the New Testament. In Mark 1 verses 21 to 28 we read of the Savior teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And in verses 29 to 31, "That forthwith when they come out of the synagogue, they went into Simon's house and healed Peter's wife's mother of the fever." Then in verse 32 it is written, Mark 1 verse 32, "And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils." They would not carry the disease to him on the Sabbath, but just as soon as it was past, at the setting of the sun, they brought them all, and all the city was gathered together at the door. Dr. Clark says, "The sick were not brought out to our Lord till after sunset, because then the Sabbath was ended. And as the Sabbath ended, so the first day of the week began, at the setting of the sun." These are Bible facts, and accordingly if a meeting is held in the night on the first day of the week, it must be held between sunset on Sabbath, Saturday, and sunrise on Sunday. Therefore this meeting at Troas was on what we now call Saturday night. It was impossible for it to be on any other night, and still be on the first day of the week. With this agree many eminent commentators. Coney Baron Howson's Life and Epistles of Paul says, "It was the evening which succeeded the Jewish Sabbath. On the Sunday morning the vessel was about to sail. The Christians of Troas were gathered together, the place was an upper room, the night was dark. Many lamps were burning in the room where the congregation was assembled." Professor Hackett says, "The apostle then waited for the expiration of the Jewish Sabbath, and held his last religious service with the brethren at Troas on Saturday evening, and consequently resumed his journey on Sunday morning." Kiddo says, "In fact, the Jewish civil day began, as it still does, not with the morning, but with the evening, thus the Sabbath commences with the sunset of Friday, and ends with the sunset on Saturday. Under this arrangement, the night seems to have been regarded as belonging to and ushering in the day that follows." He quotes from Tacitus Nox Decree Dm the debtor, i.e., night appears to lead the day. Indications of this primeval order exist among many nations, and even we have seven night and fortnight to signify 7 days and 14 days. Prin says of this meeting, "For my own part one clearly conceive that it was upon Saturday night, and not the coming Sunday night. Because St. Luke records that it was upon the first day of the week when this meeting was, therefore it must needs be on the Saturday evening, not on our Sunday evening, since the Sunday evening in St. Luke's and the scripture account was not part of the first, but of the second day, the day ever beginning and ending at evening. So, then, it is a fact that this meeting at Troas was upon what is now called Saturday night. Paul preached till midnight, then Eutychus fell out of the window, Paul went down and restored him to life, came up again, and then they broke the bread. Bread. Mark, the bread was not broken till after midnight. And when he had broken the bread, and eaten, and talked till break of day, then he started afoot for Assos, 20 miles away, on Sunday morning. But his 8 companions on the voyage had already gone. Acts 20 verse 13, we went before to ship, and sailed unto Assos. In fact, they were not at the meeting at all. Now let us read the narrative again, and to more easily get this point, we will italicize the distinguishing words. Begin with the 5th verse. Acts 20 verse 5, these 7 going before tarried for us at Troas. Acts 20 verse 6, and we, Paul and Luke, sailed away from Philippi. And came unto them to Troas, where we, all, abode 7 days. Acts 20 verse 7, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together, Paul preached unto them. Acts 20 verse 8, and there were many lights where they were gathered together. Acts 20 verse 12, and they brought the young man alive. Notice, he says we abode at Troas 7 days. He does not say that on the first day of the week we came together, but, the disciples came together. He does not say, Paul preached unto us, but, Paul preached unto them. He does not say, there were many lights where we were gathered together, but, where they were gathered together. He does not say we brought the young man alive, but, they brought the young man alive. But where were the we? What were we doing all this time? Ah! He tells us. Acts 20 verse 13, we went before to ship, and sailed unto Assos. It is a fact, therefore, that Paul's 8 traveling companions were not at this meeting at all, but, instead, were aboard the ship sailing to Assos. And this was by the direction of Paul himself. Acts 20 verse 13, and we went before to ship, and sailed unto Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so had he appointed, minding himself to go afoot. Acts 20 verse 14, and when he met with us at Assos, we took him in, and came to Mytilene. Again, the record says they were at Troas on the first day of the week. The same record, verse 15, says that the next day they sailed from Mytilene and come over against, or abreast of, Chios. And this is proof positive that they went from Troas to Mytilene on the first day of the week, which makes 50 miles that Paul traveled, and 70 miles that his companions, by his appointment, traveled on the first day of the week, commonly called Sunday, and sometimes called the Christian Sabbath. Once more. 1. The first day of the week they went from Troas to Mytilene, about 70 miles. 2. The next day they went from Mytilene to Chios, about 70 miles. 3. The next day they went from Chios to Samos and Trogyllium, about 70 miles, and 4. The next day to Miletus, about 30 miles, and from there Paul sent for the Ephesian elders, verses 13 to 17. All of which shows that they traveled just as far on the first day of the week as they did on any other day of which the record speaks. And that proves that Sapater, and Aristarchus, and Secundus, and Gaius, and Tychicus, and Trophimus, and Timothy, and Luke, and Paul considered the first day of the week as no more sacred than the next day, or the next day, or the next day. Now if this be the account of how the first day of the week should be observed, then how much Sabbath observance is there about it? Just none at all. And if this be, as is claimed, the example of the observance of the first day of the week by the apostles and primitive Christians, then how many of them observed it as any more sacred than the other days of the week? Not one.